Shalom Aleichem Abayisai, Shalom from Yerushalayim Yirai Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the second topic of Parashas Chukas, which will tell us about Misas Miriam and Mei Meriva. Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph. Va'yovo yuvnei Yisrael, kol hoido midbar tzin b'chodesh orishoin, v'yeshev om b'kodesh, v'tomos shom Miriam, v'tikover shom. In the following posuk, the Torah is going to skip 38 years of Am Yisrael's travels in the desert. The last events that we had were Chet HaMeraglim and the story of Korach, which followed. Chet HaMeraglim took place on Tisha B'Av in the year 2449, a year and 4 months after we left Mitzrayim. In the following posuk, we're skipping almost 38 years till Yud Nisan in the year 2487. Exactly 1 year before Yeshua ben Nun will bring Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he will cross the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan in the year 2488. So the Posek tells us that the Bnei Yisrael came to Midbar Tzin on the first month, that's Chodesh Nisan, and in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Kuf Pei, in the list of Tainis Tzadikim, he tells us over there that Miriam and Aviah died on Yud Nisan. And where did Am Yisrael camp? They camped in Kodesh, the very same place that they sent the Meraglim from almost 38 years ago. And that is where Miriam died, and that is where she was buried. Says Rashi, Kol Ho'edo. These two words seem to be extra. The Pasuk just says, Vayovoyu Bnei Yisrael. They came to Midbar Tzin. What is Kol Ho'edo telling me? Says Rashi, Edo Hashlema. They are now complete. In what way? Shekval Meisu Meise Midbo. Ve'elu pirshu lechaim. All those that were meant to die as a result of the Chet HaMeraglim, they all died already. All those left over now, they are meant to live and enter Eretz Yisrael in a year from now. Vatomos shom miryom. Frekt Rashi, lomo nismecho misas miryom leparashas paro adumo. Especially now that we know that it happened 38 years later. So why does the Torah put the two together? Loi ma'alacho, to teach us. Just like korbonos are mechaper, so too the death of tzaddikim is mechaper. Ay, poro adumo is not a korbon. True, but Rashi told us above when he darshan mei nido chatos hi. On the drasha level, it has an element of a korbon to it. And if you have the other gears over here, k'moisha poro adumo mechaperes, af misa tzaddikim mechaperes. That's referring to the drosha of Rabbi Yishai Darshan, the Rashi Darshan above, that the Poro Adumo is mechaper for the Chetu Egel. Vatomos Shom Miriam, says Rashi, Afi Beneshiko Meiso. Miriam and Aviah also died with Misas Neshiko. The Sifsei Chachamim explains, Rashi Darshaning Shom Shom, Gzeroshovo. But here it says, Vatomos Shom Miriam. By Aaron HaKoyen, later on it says, Vayomos Aaron Shom. Just like over there, it's al b'misas neshiko, as it says over there, al pi Hashem. So to Miriam was misas neshiko. What is the nature of misas neshiko? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows a neshama into every person, and when a person dies with misas neshiko, he simply takes it back, and it's a painless death. Frekt Rashi, if it's true that Miriam died with misas neshiko, just like Aaron, umipneima loinema bo al pi Hashem. Why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem, just like it says by Aaron? And for Rashi, Sheinu Kovoid Derech Malo. That wouldn't be Derech Kovoid to say that about Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he kissed a woman. Ube Aaron Nemer Al Pi Hashem Beile Maase. Posuk Beis Velo Yoho Yomayim Lo Yido Vayiko Halu Al Moshe Ve'al Aharon. Rashi will tell us, Bizchus Miriam and Aviah, that's where they had the Be'er throughout their years in the desert. Once Miriam died, there's no Be'er, there's no well. No well, there's no water. So, everyone comes to Moshe and Aaron. Says, Rashi lo yoho yomayim lo ido. Mikan, shekol arboim shono, hoyo lohem ha-be'er, bizchus Miriam. Posuk gimel, vayore ve'om ima Moshe, vayimeru leimur, velu govanu, bigva acheinu, lifnei adoinoi. And the nation fought with Moshe, and they told him, halavai, we would have died with the death of our brothers in front of Hashem, namely, as a result of a Chet HaMeraglim, they all died out in the past 38 years. We wish we would have been part of them. It's a lot easier to die with that plague than to die in thirst. Says Rashi, V'lu govanu halavai shegovanu. Bigva achenu b'misas achenu. Badever, in the plague. Shlimeid shemisas tzomo meguno mimeno. Dying from thirst is a lot worse than that. Bigva, says Rashi, shem dovaru. The word gva is a noun of death. Kome b'misas achenu, with the death of our brothers. You cannot translate it as a verb when our brothers died, because Shem Kain Hoyolohinoke Bigvoya, namely a choilam on the vov. Doesn't say that. It says bigva, which means it's a noun. Posuk dalit velomo havisem meskehaladoino yelamidborazelomu shom anachno uvireinu. And why did you, Moshe and Aaron, bring this entire nation, this entire congregation, to this desert in order to die here, us and our animals? And why did you take us out of Mitzrayim in the first place, to bring us to this terrible place? This is not a place where you can plant anything. No figs, no grapes, no pomegranates, as you promised us when we left Mitzrayim, that you're going to bring us to Eretz Zovas Cholav Udvash. There's not even water to drink over here. Vayavoy Moshe ve'Aharon mipnei kohol el Pesach oyel moed vayipelu al pneihem vayiroch evoid Adonai aleihem. And Moshe and Aaron moved away from the congregation and they head towards the Pesach oyel moed, the entrance of the Mishkan, and they fall on their faces, they're davening to Hashem, and Hashem appears to them. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe l'mor, kach es hamateh, v'akeles hoido ato v'aharon ochicho, v'dibartem el hasel aleinihem, v'nosan mimo, v'voitzei solohem amayim, min hasela. Vishkiso es hoido ves birom. Says Hashem to Moshe, take the stick. What is the stick the pasuk is referring to? Says the Rashbam, this is referring to the stick of Aharon that was placed in front of the oil, in front of the Aharon that we saw in Parshas Koirach. As the very next pasuk will tell us, Vayikach Moshe es hamata milifnei Hashem, from before Hashem, that's Aharon's stick. So take that stick and gather the nation, you and Aaron, your brother, and speak to the rock in front of Am Yisrael. They should see all this happening. And then the rock will give its waters and take out water from the rock, and you give the nation and their animals to drink. Says Rashi, Veiz Be'irom, give their animals to drink. Mikan Shechosa Kodosh Boruch Hu al Mamonim Shel Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the property of Am Yisrael, not only them, but also the animal need to drink. They shouldn't die. One could ask. Rashi learns that the chetah of the Moshe Rabbeinu was over here, that he hit the rock instead of speaking to it. So if indeed was told to speak to the rock, as it says, v'dibartem el hasela, why did Hashem tell him to take the stick? What is the purpose of the stick? And indeed, says the Chizkuni, Moshe Rabbeinu got confused. He asked the very same question, why else would HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell me to take the stick, if not in order to hit the rock? But what was the real reason Hashem told him to take the stick? Says the Chizkuni, you remember that stick in Parshas Koirach? Over there it says, V'yelo ois livnei meri, there should be a sign for the rebellious people. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, take the stick, show them, Raboisai, you're starting to rebel against? What's with this Mishagaz? You want to go back to Mitzrayim? That was the sign of bringing the stick to show Am Yisrael, even though it was not meant to be used. Posuk tes vayikach Moshe samate milifnei Adonai kasher tivohu. And Moshe took the stick, Aaron's stick, from in front of Hashem, from in front of the Aaron, as Hashem commanded him. Vayakilu Moshe ve'Aaron es hakohol el pnei asola. Vayomer lohem shimuno hamoirim. And Moshe and Aaron gather the congregation by the rock. And Rashi adds, Rashi tells us, the rock that they were meant to speak to went and hid among the other rocks. And Moshe and Aaron are searching for the right rock. To which Am Yisrael tell them, what's the difference? Anyways, it's a nest. Speak to any rock. What's the difference? And Moshe tells Bnei Yisrael, Vayomer lohem, Shimuna Amorim, listen, O rebellious people. Hamin ha-sela hazeh noitzi lochem moim. What do you think? It works that way? Any rock? Hashem said a specific rock. We're looking for that specific rock. Says Rashi, Vayakilu ze'echad min ha-mekoimois. This is one of the places, Shechzik Mu'at ha-samaruba. It says, they gathered the entire nation. How did the entire nation fit by a rock? A small place fit a lot of people, b'derech nes. Hamina sela haze noitzi. What's the question? From this rock, shall we take out for you water? They didn't know which rock it is. When the be'er disappeared, the rock went ahead and hid among other rocks. What's the difference? Pick any rock. The word hamoirim has a triple connotation, says Rashi. It means salvonim, people that are rebellious. Loshen Yevoni means shoitim, fools. Moirim, a third interpretation, es moirim es moireim, they teach their teachers, meaning chatsufim. Haminasela ze sheloi nitztavinu olov, noitzi lochem moim, it doesn't work that way. Hashem said a specific rock, we're looking for that rock. And Moshe picks up his hand and he hits the rock twice, and lots of water came out, and the entire nation and animals drank. Says Rashi, Pa'amoyim, why did he hit the rock twice? He hit it once and only drops started coming out. Why? Hashem never told him to hit the rock. To speak to the rock. They tried speaking to the rock, but they got the wrong rock. So it didn't give water. Omru, says Moshe Aaron, maybe we're meant to hit it. As we were told the first time, this happened 39 years ago. At the end of Parshas Bishalach, there also there was no water in the Refidim. And over there Hashem told me, V'kisa batzur, maybe that's what I'm meant to do now. I Hashem said, V'dibaltem, but Hashem told me to take a stick. Why else would it tell me to take a stick? Maybe that's the way you speak to a rock, is by hitting it. And then, V'nizdamelem oisoi sela, the correct rock, came by, Viko Moshe Rabbeinu hit the correct rock, and that's when all the water came out. Posuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Adonai El Moshe ve'el Aharon, Ya'an lo ha'amantem bil hakdisheni le'nei bnei Yisrael, lochein lo yisaviu es hakohol hazeh la'oretz asher nosati lohem. And Hashem told Moshe and Aaron, because you weren't he'amantem bi. Either it means that you did not have faith in me, or you didn't cause Am Yisrael to have faith in me. L'akdisheni, to sanctify my name in front of the eyes of Am Yisrael. I told you to speak to the rock, and instead you hit the rock. I swear that you will not bring this nation to the land I have given to them. Says Rashi, Yan loy he'emantebi. Gilo akosuf, the Torah tells us. If not for this chet, Moshe and Aaron would have entered Eretz Yisrael. Why is it important for the pasuk to stress this? So nobody should dare say, people may think that the reason they didn't enter was because the chet ha-meraglim, they were included in that sin. Says the Torah, no, if not for this chet, they would have entered. Frekt Rashi Akasha. We had a pasuk in Parshas Be'ha'aloischo. Moshe Rabbeinu seems to have doubted Hashem's capabilities. When Am Yisrael asked for meat, Moshe says, "Va'loitzoinu vokor yishochet lohem." Will that be enough for them? He's doubting Hashem's capabilities. Frekt Rashi Lachaira, that avera is kosher mizu, is more severe than this avera of hitting the rock instead of speaking to it. So why were they not punished for that and they are punished for this? And Vadrashi Lefisha Basisa, over there was a private conversation between Moshe and Hashem. The Torah held back the punishment from him. But the Kan Sheba Maimad Kol Yisrael, it was publicly Kiddush Hashem. Therefore they were punished, even though it's a seemingly less severe avera than Hatzoi Nevoke Shochet Lohem. Lakdisheni, why is this? Why did this not call that they were not Mekadesh Hashem? If they would have spoken to the rock, I would have been more sanctified. A rock can speak and hear. He doesn't need anything, but he does what Hashem says. You speak to him. That all we should need is to speak to them, to speak to the nation, and right away they do the Ratzon Hashem. But now that you had to hit the rock, although the Kal Vachomer does exist on a certain level, but not as much as if you would have been, it would have been existed if just speaking to the rock. Lochein loin soviu. The word lochein over here says Rashi means bishvua. Kamoi lochein nishbati leveiseili nishba bekfitzo. Hashem swore immediately shelo yalbo betfilo alkach before they get a chance to daven. Says the Torah. Hey, mei merivo, asher avu v'nei Yisrael es adoinoi v'ikodesh bom. These are the waters that began with a fight. Am Yisrael were fighting against Hashem. Even though it says in Pasuk Gimel, vayoravom im Moshe, but fighting with Moshe is the equivalent of fighting with Hashem. That's where the whole story began. Vayikodesh bom, Hashem's name became sanctified through the punishment of Aaron. When tzaddikim get punished, Hashem's name is exalted. Says Rashi, Heim omei meriva. Heim, hanizkorim b'mokim acher. This is what's mentioned in a different place. Where? Es elu roi tzdagnine paroi. The astrologers of Paroi saw in their astrology, shamoishion shel Yisroel loike b'mai, that the one who's meant to save Am Yisroel will be punished with water. That's why the gzeira was to throw all the children that were born on that day to be thrown into the oil. That's why Moshe was thrown into the oil. But really what they were seeing is something true. Moshe Rabbeinu indeed was punished through water. This mei meriva. Moshe Rabbeinu died early before entering Eretz Yisrael because of Am Yisrael. Why is Hashem's name sanctified? Because Moshe Aaron died. Shekshakadosh Baruch Hu oiseh din b'mekudoshov, and those holy to him who yohui umiskadosh labriyos. The briyos, the creatures, fear him. V'chein u'oimel noir Elohim imigdoshecho, v'chein u'oimel bikroivai ekodesh. And why is this? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was medaktek im tzadikov kechut ha'saro, people see how precious every mitzvah and every iser is to Hashem, so much so that even great tzaddikim get punished. And people learn to appreciate and value every mitzvah, every avera. Ad kan, the second topic of Parshas Chukas, Mises Miriam and Mei Meriva. On to the third topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu is going to ask Melech Edoim permission to let Am Yisrael go through his country to get to Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to refuse. Posuk Yudalet Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Emikodesh El Melech Edoim Koyomarochi Choy Yisrael Ato Yodato Eiz Kolat Elo'o Asher Metzaos Nu. And Moshe sent messengers from Kodesh, that's where they are at this point, to Melech Edoim, and he tells him, so says your brother Am Yisrael, we're relatives, we're Mishpacha, Yaakov and Esau were brothers, and we're their descendants. You know all the troubles that we went through. Says Rashi, Yochicho Yisroel, Maro lehaskir kan achvo. Why is it important now to mention that we're brothers, we're mishpacha? Elohom aloi achim anachnu bnei Avrom. We're both descendants of Avrom Avinu. Shenem aloi kiger yiezaracho. We both know that there was a gzera on his grandchildren, on his descendants, should be gerim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Val shneinu hoyo oisachov leporo. Both Yaakov and Esau had to fulfill that gzera. Atoyodato is kolatlo leficho pirish avichem alovino. That's why Esau separated from Yaakov. Shenemar, v'yelech el eret, mipnei Yaakov ochiv. He didn't want to have that part of the deal. He didn't want his descendants to suffer. Mipnei ashtar achoyv hamutol aleihem. The shtar achoyv is on both of them. V'tilel Yaakov, says Esav to Yaakov, you could take care of it. You could suffer in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and you could have Eretz Yisrael. And indeed, that's what we did. Pasuk Tezvov. וירדו אבויסינו מצרימו ונישב במצרים ימים רבים ויוריו לנו מצרים ולאבויסינו. And our fathers went down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov and Ashvotim, and we were in Mitzrayim for many years, many years. And the Mitzrayim were very bad to us and to our fathers. The Poshe Pshat, I would have said, the many generations that suffered in Mitzrayim, we and our fathers. But Rashi will tell us, no, that this V'la Avoseinu at the end of the Pasuk is the very same Avoseinu at the beginning of the Pasuk. Those Avoseinu that came down to Mitzrayim, they didn't suffer. So why did the Pasuk say that we suffered and our fathers? Says Rashi, V'yoriu isonu sovalnu tzorois rabois. We suffered a lot. V'la'avoseinu, they didn't suffer. The one that came down to Mitzrayim, the Shiabud only started after they all died. Mikan she'avois mitztari makevel kishapuronus bo al Yisrael. From here we see that the avois, they're pained in the kever after they're dead. They're pained by the tzor that comes to Yisrael. Posuk tezayin vanitzak el adoinoy vayishma koileinu vayishlach maloch vayotzieinu mitzrayim v'ne anachnu v'kodesh. And we cried out to Hashem, as Yitzchak Avinu told us, Akoil, Koil Yaakov, that's what we do, we're in the Neis Tzoro. And Hashem sent a messenger, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he took us out of Mitzrayim, and here we are, 39 years later, we're in Kodesh, at a city right next to your border. Says Rashi, Vaishma Koilenu, Babrocho Shibirchonu Avinu, Hakoil Koil Yaakov, Shonutsu Akim Venanim. We cried and Hashem answers us. Why this is relevant for Melech Edom to hear, I don't know. The point is that we cried at Hashem and Hashem saved us. I don't know why Chazal, the Medrash, darshan this over here. Malach Zemoyshe. Mikan Shanavim, Kuri Malachim, the Navim are called Malachim, Voimel, Vayum Alivim, Malachi, Ho Elukim. Posuk Yud Zayin Nabro Nove Arzecho Loi Navo Ir Bosodeu Vecherem Veloi Nishte Mei Ve'er Derech HaMelech Neilech Loi Niteyo Minus Moil Ad Asher Navo Ir Gevulecho. And here comes the main point of the messengers to Melech Edoim. Please let us pass through your country. Because as Rashi said before, the Choyv, the Shtar Choyv, was mutl on both of us equally. But we chose to use it. You chose to leave. No problem. Well, we're asking you for a favor. Now we want to get the second part of our deal. We paid our debt in Mitzrayim. Now we want to get Eretz Yisrael. Please let us pass through your country. We guarantee you we're not going to go through any fields or vineyards. And we won't drink mei be'er. The Poshe Pshat would seem to be, we won't drink from your waters. But Rashi will tell us no. If so, it should have said, Lenishte mei boirois. We won't drink from your water cisterns. We won't use up your water. But it doesn't say that. It says we won't drink from mei be'er. We won't drink from our well. In other words, you're going to end up making money off the deal. We have plenty of water. We don't need your water. But nevertheless, we won't drink from our water that we have. We're going to buy water off you. And don't worry about it. We're going to go b'derech hamelech. Derech hamelech means the main thoroughfare. Don't worry, your animals won't go to the right or to the left. We're not going to damage anything in your country. We just want to pass through. Says Rashi, Nabrono be'altzecho, Ein lecho lo'irer al Yerushalo shel Eretz Yisrael. You have no claim to Eretz Yisrael. Kishem shel Eparat HaKoyv. You didn't pay the debt. You weren't in Mitzrayim. So you have no deserve. You don't deserve Eretz Yisrael either. The one thing we're asking of you, Asei lanu eizer me'at, Lava derech artzecho. Let us go through your country. V'loi nishtem mei be'er, mei boirois, hoyo tzoroch lo'imar. The Pasuk should have said, we won't drink from your water cisterns. Why did it say, mei be'er, we won't drink from the well? Elo kach omar Moshe. exact opposite of what you intuitively would have thought the pasuk is saying. We have man, we have water to drink. We won't drink from our water. We're going to buy food and water off you. The pasuk only speaks about water. But Rashi throws in food also. Where Rashi knows it, I don't know. Maybe misvara, if we're going to buy water, we'll buy food. Any of that. If a person is a guest by somebody, even if he has what to eat, he should buy from the storekeeper, the local store owner. Because when the store owner knows that this person's guest is buying by him, he'll owe a favor to the innkeeper, to the person having this guest, because he brought him extra panasa. That's the proper thing to do. You're going through a country, buy food from them. We're going to muzzle our animals and stop them from going. They shouldn't go off the road in order to eat from the sides of the road. Says Edom back to Moshe and Am Yisrael, no way, Jose, you're not going through me. If you go by me, I'm gonna go out to you with a sword. I'm gonna wage war against you. Says Rashi, this posuk is responding to what they said in posuk Tezayin. Pen macher veitzeli krosecho atem isgoin. You're showing off. Bakoil sheirishchem avichem va'amartem va'nitzak el Hashem va'ishma koileinu. As Rashi said before, Yitzchok told you hakoil kol Yaakov, that Hashem listens to your tefillos. Well, guess what? You know what Yitzchok gave me? Yitzchok gave me a sword. Vani etzei alichem b'meshei reshani ovi v'al char b'chotichye. You have a kol Yaakov, but I have a cherev. Posukutes, Am Yisrael try, the messengers try a second time. Vayemeru elov b'nei Yisrael b'mesilo na'ale v'imemecho nishteani u'miknai v'nosati michom rak ein dovor b'raglai e'evoiro. The way the Ramban explains the reason they're trying a second time, the request changed a little bit. Before, they said, we want to go through your country. And that, he said, nothing doing. To which Bnei Yisrael said, okay, you know what? We won't go through your country. We'll go b'mesilo na'ale. Mesilo is different than derech ha-melech. Mesilo means we'll go on the road by the border, not in the middle of your country. On the border, we won't go through the country. And we'll even pay, if we drink your waters, we'll pay you for the waters. Rak ein dovo, there's absolutely no bad intentions. Gonish, be gonish, we have nothing to do with you. We don't want to damage you in any which way. We just want to pass through. Says Rashi, rak ein dovo, ein shum dovo mazikcha. There's nothing that's going to damage you. We're not even going through the country. We're going on the border. To which Edom responds, you are not going through, not in the middle and not in the side. There's nothing to talk about. And Edom, to make sure that he's heard loud and clear, he gathers his nation and he comes out with a strong iron arm. Says Rashi, Bavtochas zekeinenu vayodayim idei Esav. We have a cherev, as I told you in Posuk Yudches, v'alchar b'chotichye. We also have yodayim vayodayim idei Esav. Don't start up with us. Posuk Chof Aleph, Vayimoein Edom, Nesoin Nes Yisrael, Avoir Begvuloi, Vayet Yisrael, Mei Olov. So Edom refused to let Am Yisrael go through or on the side of their country, and therefore Am Yisrael moved away from them. Adkan, the third topic of Parshas Chukas, Moshe Rabbeinu tries, he attempts to ask Edom to let Am Yisrael go through them, to get Eretz Yisrael, and as we saw, Vayimo'ein Edom, they refused.